Okay, so we're each going to take a moment to feel ourselves sitting in the chair. And feel the emotions moving through your being, the love moving through your being, and we, with great humility, acknowledge our dear Mother, Mother Earth, who does hold us in her arms. And we let our beings sigh into her lap. Release the burdens that we carry with us when we believe that we're all alone. And we greet Father Sky or the cosmos, the descending energies, and feel the light surround us. So we can feel the energies ascending from the earth. And the light energies from above descending, and we release into the bigger energy field here. One of the greatest feelings is releasing the small sense of self into the greater sense of self. You know, sometimes we just pack ourselves down into this tiny little container, and it becomes like a little prison cell. So we feel the energy moving through our bodies, our feet, our hands, our crown chakra. And we release everything that's been held in tight into the flow. Turning over to our higher selves, our guides, our angelic beings, our light beings, to restore us, renew us, build our energy back up. So let the energy flow through the fingertips and the palms. And the feet and the toes. And relaxing into the flow. we call upon the Mother of the World. Which is like the Holy Mother. The same as the Holy Mother. And we call upon her and her healing heart. And it's really true, she does take the suffering that we experience into her heart and transmute it. So imagine your heart's opening up and pouring into the Mother of the World, into her heart. And unlike in the world of the mind, we're in the world of consciousness. And as our hearts open up to feel this greater heart and love and compassion, we actually begin to turn into love and compassion. And you might even feel your chest feeling like it turns inside out. As you turn into one heart. Release the energy through the fingertips and the toes again. There's a lot of energy there. And continue to allow yourself to turn inside out through the heart. Just like when we turn socks inside out. We take this heart center and it grows around us so that it feels like we flip through it into another dimension that is just pure heart. You might see it as pink, you might feel it as a womb. You might feel the love and compassion, the expansion. And invite the calf muscles to release, to get softer. And feel the waterfall of light and the openness of our earthly beings to receive this healing energy. Let the energy, the healing energy, come through your hands, through your palms. You might, if you feel like holding them up so that they're facing outward in blessing, that's fine. Or just let them lie in a relaxed way and let them radiate the light. You can feel there's a difference in the beginning where you're releasing, opening up the energy circuits through the hands, and then when you immerse yourself in the light, you feel the light pouring through your hands, through your heart, through your eyes, through your forehead, and you start to become like the sun. And there really is no such thing as sending energy or healing. It's being the healing that is the most powerful. Being in a healing state, which is what you're in right now. Once we build the energy to this level, we can include all beings in need of healing in this powerful state of being. So every cell of your being is radiating. You're part of a great flow of light and life. Your hearts are so beautiful, the light is sublime. And we go through a second wave of even opening up more to the light. Becoming more ethereal, more evanescent. Coming to a state of perfect peace. The still point where life begins anew. You are each being blessed by the Mother of the World, the Holy Mother. For offering your beings as channels of this light and healing energy.